Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard another evidence of Gaylord Harnwell's great thoroughness in research. I'm very grateful, Gaylord. I really didn't have a very good fix on how this evening would develop, so that I've come really quite unprepared. I did hear a few stories at another university not far back, which I think those of you, one of those, you might like to know, because all of you must have had sort of this experience. But it was explained to me that what stands behind every successful man is an incredulous mother-in-law. I don't know whether that rings any bells or not. But anyhow, well, needless to say, I'm thrilled with this, and my gratitude to Jim McGill is something I can't express in any way. We're happy tonight, I think, to have a number of architects in the room, perhaps all of your architects in one way or another, but Roy Larson designed this building, and the McGill Library, and there were so many other things here. And I suspect that Bill Ambler is, to some extent, the architect of this form of scholarship, which he worked out with Jim McGill. But as those of you who were at the board meeting this afternoon must recognize, it will, we hope, make a very real step to making Haverford increasingly a national college. It is and has been a national college in that over half our state's been represented in the student body for a great many years, but it still has had a Pennsylvania and Middle Atlantic states focus, which is perhaps, which Bill said was stronger than he would like for it to have. And the regionalization of these scholarships should bring us each year a number of very significant students from the six sections of the country. And as they taste what Haverford has to offer from its faculty and fellow students and the whole program here, and return to their areas, it will, I believe and hope, do a great deal to broaden things. It's a very difficult thing to be the chairman of a board of an eleemosynary institution without being in a position to make somewhat cheerfully referred to by the development men as leadership gifts. And it's one of the reasons why I was so delighted to see John Whitehead take over. And, but I may say that not really being in a position to make leadership gifts, that throughout my time as chairman of the board, it was Jim McGill to whom, well, I really didn't turn to him. He turned to the college and came up with leadership gifts. And the significance of this in those years throughout the 60s and till now has been far greater, I think, than anyone is really aware of who hasn't examined it closely. I suppose that the addition to the campus, which we think of particularly in relation to Jim McGill, is the magnificent addition to our library, which, thanks to Roy Larson, has blended so beautifully with the old library, which was a conservation not only of funds, but also really a conservation of tradition, and one of the buildings for which most Haverfordians have had the most regard. But that is only one of the many things which Jim McGill has done, and it's very difficult to get him to talk very much. He's wise in that regard, and differs, as Gaylord was pointing out, from most of the members of the Society of Friends. But I thought that since he had provided a library, I'd slip over and do a little research there. So I knew we had a fine Shakespeare collection. So I did go over and I looked up the final act of Twelfth Night. And I would simply read a very brief quote, which I think you can understand, and I hope will in no way be interpreted as diminishing my tremendous appreciation for this very great honor which Jim has sponsored and which the college has extended. It reads, "But be not afraid of greatness. Some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some have greatness thrust upon them." Thank you very, very much.